We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for live Tri-County High School basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
It is a Friday evening in the Tri-Town area, and that means it's time for basketball. Hello, everybody. Harry Graves here at the Unitigo High School Gymnasium. A very important contest for the Tri-Town area. The Sydney Warriors coming in to take on the Unitigo Spartans in a contest that'll be just minutes away. For those of you who expected us to be on a little bit earlier tonight, well, we apologize, but the officials ended up going not to Unitigo. They went to Unadilla Valley, and as a result, everything was delayed here by about 20 minutes while they managed to get officials here for the junior varsity ball game. And, of course, one domino just tips over, and then the next one goes, and the next one goes. But in any event, the Sydney Warriors ended up winning the junior varsity contest, and we've got the varsity game that'll be going on in about another 10 minutes or so. Tonight's game is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. See them for all of your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both of these fine Tri-Town area teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. So it is going to be the maroon and white taking on the green and white tonight, and we should see this game coming up here in just a moment. It's one of many games that are going on around the area, as, of course, it's always a Friday night opportunity for sports in the Tri-Town area. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups and getting things ready to go here shortly. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
No, very green.
The simple joy of big news. I participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito. Our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Harry Graves back here at Unitigo High School. Well, we have ourselves another basketball game coming up shortly. And while we're at it, we might just as well remind you all along the line that if you want to hear this game later on, it's archived, or you can hear any of the fine sportscasts here on WCDO. All you have to do is go into the website, go into Sports on Demand, go to the archives, and click on Listen. It's as easy as that. So we're going to be having the starting lineups announced a little bit in the future, but it's an opportunity for me to tell you about some of the many fine games that are on our schedule throughout the year. And for those of you who happen to not be readers of the daily newspaper, so on and so forth, let me tell you, there are a couple of teams in the area that are just doing gangbusters this year. The Unitigo Spartans girls team certainly is one that you want to watch. You want to watch also the Harpersville Hornets girls team. They are really going gangbusters this year. And, of course, if you happen to remember, not a very long, too many days ago, it happened to be Unitigo that knocked off the Lady Hornets. And now all of them are looking to go against the Lady Storm of Unadilla Valley. So that's going to be a dogfight all the way down the line, and you'll be hearing lots more about that coming up in the very near future. For those of you who are listening to our game on Tuesday evening, that one came from Harpersville, and after jumping off to an early lead, the Lady Storm fell behind. The Harpersville Hornets came on strong, only to lose it in the final quarter of the contest. So it can go either way. A reminder, we will not have a game for you coming up on Tuesday. Lots of times we end up with games on Tuesday and then again on the weekend. This coming Tuesday happens to be Regions Week, so all of the games will not be held on Tuesday or Wednesday. Some of them are going to resume action on Thursday night and then, of course, on Friday night. So this next week you have to tweak your schedule just ever so much, because we may see a slightly altered schedule. And then we have games like crazy between now and the 1st of February, and then coming up on the 1st of February, you end up ending up with MAC championship games coming up. So right now, if I look at the schedule, we have this game that is going to be coming up here this evening, and then there will be games coming on down the line. Let's see, do I have the list in front of me? Oh, I think I do. We're going to have Thursday the 24th, it'll be Bainbridge-Guilford at Sydney, the girls. Then on the 25th, it'll be Bainbridge-Guilford against Sydney, the boys contest. And I see they've got a couple of others penciled in for a little bit later on, and then we get to the championship rounds, which will be coming up on the 5th and the 7th of February, and can you believe it? We're already getting up there. We're going to be having the final last two or three shots. We've got about 3 minutes and a few seconds showing on the clock, and then we'll be cutting away for the opening ceremonies, and then we'll catch up with all of the action that is going on right here. It is going to be a lot of familiar names. We have seen so many of these players playing football, and now they're coming right back playing basketball. And I have said so many times before that I love doing football, but the football ends up being a dirty jersey and a number, and that's about as much as you know about these players. But in basketball, it's a whole different thing. You get to see the ones that are working up a sweat, quite literally, because you recognize them as real, honest-to-goodness people. And they're having the meeting of the co-captains and the officials out in front of us, and we will be coming up with the opening ceremonies here. I got a big smile from Judy Patel, who's going to be singing the national anthem to the audience here tonight. We have not made the arrangements to try to pick up that, but we will be back with the list of starters and the tip-off coming up here in just about 2 minutes. You're listening to your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck. The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hello, everybody. Harry Graves back here at the Unitigo High School Gymnasium. We're just about ready to go with the contest here tonight, as it is going to be the starters for the Sydney Warriors. We will be seeing number 5, that is Hunter Sowersby. He is a senior, 5'9". And also in there, number 11, Damian Zimmer. He will be a starter as senior, 6'1". Also in there, number 21, that is Billy Kozak. He's a junior, 5'6". Number 22, Brandon Walters, also getting the starting nod. He is a six-footer and a senior. And finally, Joe Madzell, the big boy on the team, 6'3". He is a senior. If we go out and look at the Unitigo Spartans, number 10, Kellen Kaminda, is getting a starting nod tonight. He is a junior. He is 5'10". And Tanner Winchester, number 14, a sophomore at 6 feet tall. Tyler Butler. He is a senior already, 6 feet tall, and he'll be wearing number 20 tonight. Number 22, Phil Young's also in there. He's another senior at 5'8". And Quinn Barnhart rounds out the list of starters. He wears number 44 on his back, and he is a 6'3 senior. And, of course, we've talked about Quinn many times as being a fine, tall target playing in his receiver positions for the Unitego Spartans. Everybody is out shaking hands, getting ready to go. The officials are about ready to go. We're only a few minutes late, and we are ready to go. So here we go. The officials look to one end of the gym and finally toss off the ball, and it will be in the possession of the Sydney Warriors. It'll go out to Hunter Sowersby at the far side. He fires it on off in there to Billy Kozak. Kozak is being watched like a hawk, now dribbles to his left, bounce passes it over to Brandon Walters, and it is Walters who will go down to Sowersby. Sowersby tries to attack, only to have the ball batted away. Coming out of the pack with it is Tyler Butler. Butler goes back out front to Phil Youngs. He's going to let Youngs do the ball handling. Youngs goes off to Winchester. Winchester to Komenda. Komenda all on the right side. Moves it down to Phil Youngs in the corner. Youngs brings it back out on the top of the key. So we have now almost a minute gone by. Shot finally going to be put up by the Unitego Spartans. They'll get their own rebound and scramble for it. And finally coming back out with it is Youngs. Youngs at the top of the key is going to go in for a second shot. Nope, now he'll bounce pass it off at the last moment to Tanner Winchester. Winchester attacks the basket, goes down into the corner to Youngs. Youngs will take the shot, and it goes off the rim, and it'll be brought down by the Sydney Warriors. Sowersby to the hoop as he goes right down to the center of the lane. Now we're down to a minute and a half gone by in this ball game. Long basket put up in there by Kellen Komenda. It will not fall. And finally, it will be the Sydney Warriors, Billy Kozak, who brings it down. Kozak out in front to Sowersby. Sowersby being watched in there by Tanner Winchester. Now they'll go cross-court to Brandon Walters. Walters brings it back out to Kozak. The ball down in underneath the Walters. He'll put up the shot, but it's going to be batted out of bounds. They say last touch by one of the Sydney Warriors. 6:06 on the clock. Still a scoreless ball game. Sydney and Unitego battling it out here at Unitego this evening. Large crowd, as you would expect, to watch these rivals play. Winchester goes to Phil Youngs. Back to Winchester. Now he'll go down the lane, finds Barnhart, and he dumps it off to Barnhart. Barnhart shot from the right side. It's good for two. And Unitego goes out to the early start in this ball game. It will be Billy Kozak trying to get something going for the Warriors. The Warriors decked out in their dark uniforms. They'll go off now in there to Brandon Walters. Walters puts it up, and he gets his first 2 points of the night, and it's tied up. No, it is not. They're going to say Walters is going to be given three on that one. Walters getting that one from outside the zone. Shot being put up in there by Tanner Winchester. It's going to be brought down by the Sydney Warriors. They'll go down to Kozak, left side. On the far court, across the way from us. Now they'll go to Sowersby. Sowersby down the middle of the lane, picks off two, and it's 5-2. The Sydney Warriors out on top. And with that, we are going to have a foul called. The first foul of this ball game being called in there on Brandon Walters. So he has picked up one personal. Inbounding situation. It'll be Phil Youngs who will bring it in, and the ball is going to be moved away, and it's going to be loose, and when they finally see it go out of bounds, they'll say Sydney Warrior ball. The Warriors leading 5-2 in this contest. Damian Zimmer Now going to bring it in, goes into Hunter Sowersby. Sowersby in there to Matzel. Matzel in underneath the number 22. That is Brandon Walters. Walters picks up a couple, and we are going to have the first foul being called on the... Let's see, that is going to be on Tanner Winchester picking up his first personal. One team foul apiece for each of these teams. And at the foul line, it is going to be Brandon Walters getting the additional one. 8-2 is our score. Sydney jumping off to an early lead. Quinn Barnhart down in the corner wants to put one up. It's going to hit off the edge of the rim. But quickly coming in is Kellen Komenda. And Komenda finds an opening, and he goes up for two. And the score is 8-4. Well, that's the kind of action you would expect to see. Sowersby moves it off in there to Damian Zimmer. Zimmer down the left side of the lane, picks up two. So Zimmer, Sowersby, and Walters all have scored for the Sydney Warriors. They lead it 10-4. The ball will be down for number 14. That is going to be Tanner Winchester. Winchester goes up and manages to get the bucket, and with that we are going to have the first foul of the ball game called on big number 44, Quinn Barnhart. So Barnhart pick, excuse me, on big number 44, let's go to Matzel on that. Take off Quinn's, and going to the foul line will be Winchester, and he picks up the three-point play. It is now a 10-6 ball game. Sowersby across midcourt for the Sydney Warriors. He is going to find Billy Kozak. Kozak is being watched quick, very viciously by Phil Youngs. That is going to make the ball dumped off into Brandon Walters. And it will be stolen away by the Unitego Spartans. Tanner Winchester gets it on the left side, goes in for the layup, it goes around and comes back out, and it will be grabbed down by the Sydney Warriors. So, all of a sudden, things go kaflooey. The action picks up, and the Sydney Warriors trying to find an opening now. It will be off into Brandon Walters. Walters goes to the hoop, and the ball will be knocked out of bounds, and with that, we are going to have Coach Jim Knight calling a timeout. That is the first timeout in this ballgame, and it is going to be a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to sports on a Friday night on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Billy Kozak lops the ball in, and it's going to be quickly taken away by Tanner Winchester. Winchester tries to find an open man, goes down to Phil Youngs, but Youngs can't hang on to it, and it goes out of bounds up against the big green cushion at the end of this gymnasium. 10-6 is the score. Sydney leads it, and the Warriors inbound the ball, but now they're getting full court pressure. They'll finally break the press, and it is going to be down in underneath. Hunter Sowersby feeds it into Matzel. Matzel goes up, and he will make it a 12-6 ball game. Here come the Spartans again, down into the corner. It goes to number 20, Tyler Butler. Butler putting it up. Head takes a big bounce. He comes back. It'll be into the hands of Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart turns around, but there is a whistle on the play, and they're going to say a foul called in there. And I believe they're going to say it was offensively on Quinn Barnhart. That is going to be his first. Stepping out of bounds to inbound the ball will be Hunter Sowersby. Sowersby working with Billy Kozak. Now they find an open man, and they bounce pass it out to Joe Matzell, but Matzell cannot get his hands on it. The ball will be picked up by the Spartans, and it is going to be Phil Youngs who will come down the baseline trying to put it up, but he is going to be fouled. He is hit in there, and that will be an opportunity for him to go to the foul line. And we have the first foul of the ball game on Hunter Sowersby. So Sowersby picking up his first. And it is going to be lofted up by Phil Youngs. And Youngs gets his first one. So Phil now is broken into the scoring column. He will have one more coming up. And he is dead on that one. And with that, he goes 2 points up, and it's 12-8 is our score. Sydney still leading the Unitego Spartans here tonight. Sowersby across to Walters. Walters now looking for an open man, goes to Kozak. Back on the right side to Walters. Walters spins and turns, cannot get the shot off, dumps it off at the last moment to Sowersby, and they'll set things all up again. Damian Zimmer comes over to help out. The pass goes to him, and then he goes right back to Sowersby. Three-pointer attempt by Sowersby will not fall. Into the ball game is Mike Cruz. Cruz, now one of the big men in underneath the basket. He's 6'1 senior. He has his hands on the ball, feeds it off to Walters. Right side in underneath, in there for Cruz. Give Cruz 2 points as he was right underneath, right side, quick layup. 14-8 is our score, and we've got about 35 seconds left here in the opening quarter of this ball game. So Johnny Wingate in off the bench for the Spartans. He bounce passes it out to number 44. That is going to be Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart goes in. It's 14-10 now, as it's that gap is reduced down again. 8 seconds showing on the clock. Sowersby with the ball. Goes off in there to Zimmer. Zimmer's shot won't fall. It's going to be a loose ball out in front. Nobody will get another shot off as the buzzer sounds. So 14-10 is our first quarter score. You're listening to Friday Night, get it, basketball on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The Sydney Warriors lead the Unitego Spartans 14-10. Here goes our second quarter. Quinn Barnhart charges the hoop, and he is going to be fouled in there. So he is going to be fouled by opposing number 44, Joe Matzell. Matzell picks up his second foul of the evening. Remember, he's one of those big boys underneath, 6'3". And Quinn Barnhart goes to the line and shoots one. So Quinn now has 5 points in this ball game. He will get another one. 14-11 is our score. He bounces that ball very deliberately. Now lofts it up and picks up another one. So Barnhart now has 6 points. And down they leave. Brandon Walters open underneath the basket. Alertly, the ball is fired to him. He goes up, and he is going to be fouled. Let's see. Fouled by number 32. That is, That is going to be Nick Bucci, who's in there. He picks up his first personal. And at the foul line, it is now going to be Walters, who misses the first but is being just simply wished good luck by his teammates. And the second one goes in and comes right back out, too. So Barnhart not able to buy a basket on that one. He is the leading scorer for the team. He has 6 points in the first half of this ball game, first quarter. Ball going to be fed into Kellen Komenda. Komenda finds an open man and puts the ball up, and the ball is going to be swooped up by Hunter Sowersby. Sowersby goes to the hoop, and Sowersby just wails on Phil Young. Phil had very much planted his position, and he can't believe that he is fouled. And he is discussing things as he goes back. He's having words with Billy Kozak, and Kozak gives him that smile and says, I can't believe you got called for it either. Sowersby at the foul line, puts it up and through. So Youngs gets his first foul of the game. Hunter Sowersby up to three. 15-12 is our score. He will not be able to convert the second one. So, three-point ball game, still Sidney leading it. Phil Youngs moves the ball in for the Unitico Spartans. He's going to take an opportunity to go right to the hoop, and he will draw the foul. And he's more than happy to do this. This one being given by number 23 for the Sidney Warriors. That is going to be Mike Cruz picking up his first personal. And it will be sending Youngs to the foul line. He wastes no time converting the first. It's up and through. 15-13 is our score. Tyler Butler coming back into the ball game. He will be replacing Nick Brack. And the second shot is going to be up and through. And with that, Youngs has 4 points. And this is a one-point ball game. 15-14 is our score. Sowersby feeds the ball off now to Kozak. Kozak takes a three-pointer, and he says, I'll take that any day of the week. And Billy puts one through, and we're back up to a four-point spread again. 18-14 Sidney over the Unitico Spartans. Spartans on the attack now, and the ball will be put up and through. 2 points being put on the board in there by Kellen Komenda. So the Sidney Warriors see the gap go to 2 points, and they will come on up, and the ball will be fed down to Sowersby. Mike Ward now in the ball game at the top of the key. He will get his hands on the ball, feed it very quickly over to Brandon Walters. Walters down into the corner. Sowersby will put up the shot, but it will not fall. Big high bounce. Finally, it's going to be Phil Youngs who comes out of the pack. Remember, Youngs and the Unitico Spartans wearing their white uniforms with dark green numerals. The ball going to be on the ground on a bounce pass going in there to Tyler Butler. Butler gets his first 2 points of the night. 18-18 is our score. So tied at 18 after Sidney had pretty much dominated the first period of play, being up by one or two baskets pretty much all the time. The ball bounces out of bounds. Phil Youngs goes right up into the stands as he tries to get that ball. Brandon Walters now coming out of the ball game. And we'll see Mike Cruz back in. And we're going to have a momentary adjustment as Coach Mike Brzee shouts commands in to the Sidney Warriors. He wants to play a little bit differently than what they were setting up. Now Billy Kozak goes over and gets the ball coming his way, and it will be a jump ball at the center of the court, and let's see, I believe it is going to be Sidney Ball. We'll wait and see. Remember, on jump balls, they go with alternating possession, so this is going to be the Unitico Spartans who started the quarter. Therefore, it will be Sidney who will inbound now. Ball is going to be called in here for an illegal inbound. Somebody had stepped where they shouldn't, so it will be turned over to the Unitico Spartans from the same position right in front of the scorer's table that the Sidney Warriors were inbounding it a moment ago. Here we go. 5:16 showing on the clock. Period number two. 18-18 is our score. Kellen Kamenda feeds the ball in as he will be going in there to Johnny Wingate. Wingate comes right back to Tanner Winchester. Winchester down to Nick Becht. Becht puts it up and through, and the ball is not going to go in. It'll take a big bounce. Sidney will come up with the ball, and down court quickly. It'll be down to Mike Ward. Ward will manage to put it up and through. It's the first 2 points for him, and a foul will be given in there. That is the first personal by Kamenda, and going to the foul line will be Mike Ward. He puts it up and through, and he has got three in this contest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 men have scored so far for the Sidney Warriors. Now it will be the Unitico Spartans who will have the ball. It is going to be put up by Kellen Kamenda off the front of the iron. It will not go. Sidney Warrior ball. They lead it by 3, 21-18. At the top of the circle, it is going to be Mike Cruz who will hold out. Now he'll go out to Hunter Sowersby. Sowersby left side jumper. Nope, it won't go. Scramble for the loose ball. Finally, Kellen Kamenda manages to pick it up. He fires it down court quickly to Tanner Winchester. Winchester's shot will not go. Kamenda gets it back, feeds it out in there to Tyler Butler. Butler crashes the boards but can't get it to drop. Sidney now comes out of the pack. Damian Zimmer has the ball off to Sowersby. Long shot, a three-point attempt would not go. It's off the iron, and it goes back to the Unitico Spartans. 3:50 showing on the clock. Period number two. 21-18 is our score. With the ball, long shot going to be put up in there. Let's see, in underneath number 20, that is Tyler Butler. Butler picks up a couple, and he's at 4. And with that, it's back being a one-point ball game, 21-20. Kozak, far side, finds Hunter Sowersby. Sowersby out at the top of the key. Mike Cruz. Cruz is being watched by a number of players, Phil Youngs among others. Finally, he'll find an open man, goes off to Damian Zimmer. The ball will be batted around, and finally coming out with it will be Philip Youngs. Youngs, number 22 for the Unitico Spartans, has a man open. He'll go in there to number 14, Tanner Winchester. Winchester is now up to 5 points on the night, and for the first time in a long time, it is going to be the Unitico Spartans momentarily on top and coming right back and driving for a layup to go back up by a 23-22 score. And it is going to be number 21 in there. That's Billy Kozak. Kozak manages to get two. He's fouled in the process, now makes the foul shot, and it goes to a 24-22 ballgame. Not a dull moment to be had here at Unitico tonight. With the ball in underneath, they're going to go in there to Tanner Winchester, and the ball is going to be stolen out of his hands, grabbed down by Damian Zimmer. Zimmer gets across midcourt, holds it up. Billy Kozak near side, bounce passes it into Mike Cruz. Cruz big fake, can't call anybody, and he goes off to Joe Mathel. Mathel now picking up 2 points. Little soft jumper on that one. 26-22 is our score. Sydney on top. Tanner Winchester looks off to the near side, as Phil Youngs. Youngs goes back to Winchester, and the ball will be stolen away by Sowersby. Sowersby goes down, gets the layup on the left side, and he is up to 5 points in this game. 28-22, Sydney leading the Unitigo Spartans here at Unitigo tonight. 1:30 left on the clock as we go toward halftime. Turnaround jumper is going to be put up by number 20. That is Tyler Butler. It bounces off down into the corner. Going down very quickly will be Youngs. The ball is going to be put back up and not fall for him. Quinn Barnhart comes in. He tries to get an opportunity to go in, but it won't fall for him either. And finally, the ball will get a tint of red as it is going to be brought down court by the Sydney Warriors, and it is touched and deflected out of bounds off the Unitigo Spartans. 105 showing on the clock, 28-22 is our score. Billy Kozak steps out over the end line, and the 5'6 junior inbounds the ball on a bounce pass to Damian Zimmer. Zimmer goes to the hoop, and he picks up a couple more. 30-22. This is about the largest lead in this ball game. Coming in on the attack this time, Kozak, but they're going to call him for pushing as he makes body contact. And the Sydney Warriors on that will have an opportunity to drop back and go back on defense. Ball will be inbounded. Goes in to Tanner Winchester. Winchester finds an open man. Phil Youngs, near side, back to Winchester. Now back out at the top of the key to Phil Youngs. Moves to the left side to Winchester again. He can't find an open man. Finally has to go cross court. He'll find Quinn Barnhart open. Barnhart to the hoop. Picks up a couple more. 30-24 is our score as we're now down to 20 seconds. Kozak across midcourt looks over to Coach Mike Brzee to pick up the play. Now he is just chawing away, and he manages to draw the foul as Phil Youngs finally comes on in and tries to get the ball away from Kozak. He cannot do it. He commits the miscue. And with that, it will be an opportunity for the Sydney Warriors to go to the foul line again. Kozak, the 5'6 junior, with 9 seconds showing on the clock, puts it up and through. Kozak now is up to 7 points individually. He'll get one more shot. 31-24 is our score. Second shot is up and through. And Kozak has 8 points. 9 seconds showing on the clock. We are going to be having a brief timeout, but we'll keep it right here. Coach Mike Brzee calling that timeout because he wants to say something to his players. 32-24 is the score. Now remember, we have seen this contest pretty much dominated by Sydney early. It was tied up at 18, and then Sydney comes back out on top and goes on another scoring streak, manages to extend the lead to 8, and that's where we are right now. 32-24, 9 seconds showing on the clock, period number 2. Stepping out, getting ready to go. Tanner Winchester moves the ball into Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart, left side, goes back to Winchester, back to Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart to the hoop, and with that, we are going to have a foul called on Mike Cruz. Cruz has planted his position, but that didn't make any difference to Barnhart. Barnhart manages to plow over top of him. Cruz, second miscue of the night. 1 second showing on the clock as Barnhart, the 6'3 senior, cannot make it drop. Very disgusted at himself. Barnhart has 8 points in this ball game. He'd like to make it 9 or 10. He'll have one more shot right here. Remember, 1 second showing on the clock. He arches it up, and it won't fall again. And with that, the buzzer sounds, and we go into the locker room at halftime. 32-24 is our score. So 32-24, we can write that down in our book, and we'll be back with a scoring recap coming up after this. It's a Friday night, and you're listening to football. No, let's make it basketball. Yep, indoors. Basketball on a January night on your station for sports, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Good evening again, everybody. Harry Graves back here at the Unitego High School Gymnasium, where we have ourselves a real barn burner. Sydney had pretty much dominated things in the opening period, usually leading by 2 to 4 points, but always leading. Then it was tied up at 18 points apiece, and then Sydney came back and decided to open up that lead to about 8 points. That's where it is right now, 32-24 is our score. The Sydney Warriors over the Unitego Spartans. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by the Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or republication of any of this program without the written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And it's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. And, of course, you can always call them at area code 607-563-HEAT. Well, if we do the addition correctly, we see that Quinn Barnhart is the leading scorer in this ballgame. He shares that with Billy Kozak of the Sydney Warriors. So if we go ahead and look first of all at the Sydney Warriors, since they are the visitors and they are the leading team, Kozak has 8 points. We have Brandon Walters at this point of the ball game with 6 points. 5 points scored by Hunter Sowersby. And then a whole bunch of other players have also scored. Damian Zimmer has 4. Joe Matzell has 4. Mike Ward has 3. Mike Cruz has 2. Nobody in any really serious foul trouble at this point. Joe Matzell has a couple of personals. And Mike Cruz has picked up a couple. Also with single fouls, Brandon Walters and Hunter Sowersby. Over on the other side of the ledger, Quinn Barnhart has 8 points for the Unitego Spartans. And then it drops down to 5. Tanner Winchester has 5. 4 apiece for Kellen Komenda, Tyler Butler, and Phil Youngs. And that's the sad part of it, because outside of that, there has been no scoring, and that's the 8-point difference right there. All of the other men on this team will have to catch up as catch up can. I look at personal fouls, and it looks like we have single fouls for Quinn Barnhart, Nick Becht, Phil Youngs. Let's see, I believe Tanner Winchester may have a personal in there, and so does Kellen Komenda. But, again, nobody in any serious foul trouble. I made mention of the fact before that we have a couple of games coming up for you at the end of next week, and if the station personnel decide to go with the games that they have on the calendar, it will be 2 contests between the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats and the Sydney Warriors. On Thursday, the 24th of January, it will be a girls' contest, BG and Sydney up at Sydney. And on Friday night, it'll be a boys game between the Bobcats and the Warriors. Both of those games will be starting around 7:15, so you can expect to see the pregame show getting going about 7 o'clock. Right here, it is the Sydney Warriors leading the Unitego Spartans by 8. And we've got about 2.5 to 3 minutes to go before this contest is resumed. You're listening to Friday Night Basketball on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
We're here to see that you get the best loan at the right price for your budget. If you want a new car for your family or a newer truck for your business, come see us today. And let's see if we can arrange a loan that fits your lifestyle and your wallet. There are a lot of reasons to buy a car or truck, but at our credit union, we're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves here on a Friday evening. Both of the teams right now gathered around their coaches, the Sydney Warriors around Mike Brzee, Jim Knight in the center of the huddle for the Unitico Spartans. And now we have had the horn sound and people are attending to the duties on the court. It'll be the Sydney Warriors who will be sitting back watching Unitico inbound the ball as we get going here on those alternating jump shots. Jump balls, I guess is the best way to say it. Kellen Komenda moves the ball into the near side, all the way cross court. Tanner Winchester has it. Here we go. Loose ball as they try to go in to Quinn Barnhart. He can't get it. The ball will be grabbed down by Brandon Walters. Walters goes up to the hoop, but again, a big scramble for loose ball, and Hunter Sowersby, I believe, is going to manage to draw the foul. It will be number 10. That is going to be Kellen Komenda, who very much looks disgusted at himself and that call. So he has his first miscue, actually second of the game, first of this half. Sowersby fires the ball on in, going in there to number 21. That is Billy Kozak. Kozak goes right back over to, Damian Zimmer in there. Zimmer moves it back to Hunter Sowersby. In underneath it will be number 22. That is Brandon Walters. Walters lays it up, but coming right in behind him is Matzel. Matzel manages to put through the bucket. 34-24, largest lead of this ball game. So far, they've not been able to get up in double figures. It is going to be Quinn Barnhart crashing the right side of the lane. He'll pick up a couple as he goes down and makes it a 34-26 contest. That time he just took the authority himself. But look out, back up court very quickly. It's going to be Billy Kozak. Kozak now in double figures as he has now picked up a bunch of them, including a three-pointer, two two-pointers, and a whole bunch of foul shots. Shot by Barnhart goes up, but it will not fall. And with that, the ball is going to be out of bounds. Last touch by the Unitico Spartans. And the Sydney Warriors will have an opportunity to bring the ball in. Billy Kozak checks up on the scoreboard clock, sees 6 minutes 20 seconds, now decides to take the shot himself. He puts it up. It's off the iron. Won't go. Two Unitico Spartans smack each other. Brandon Walters picks up the loose ball and will go to the hoop. Both of the Spartan players are okay, but they just crashed into each other. Both of them going down hard on the floor, and Walters manages to pick up two more points, and he is now up to 8. Now, after the Sydney Warriors were not able to score on that possession, the ball will be turned over to Quinn Barnhart and company. Barnhart goes on across to number 14, Winchester. Winchester tries to put one up. It won't fall. And the Warriors come out of the huddle with that ball. There's always such a mad scramble on any of those rebounding situations. It's just a matter of waiting to see who's going to come up with it. Sowersby goes off to Kozak, right back to Sowersby, far corner. Sowersby bounce passes it in now to Damian Zimmer. Oh, Zimmer just sweetly feeds it out to Matzel. Matzel goes in, perfect play, but it will not fall. The ball will be grabbed off by the Spartans. Down the court they go. They can't score either. And Kozak finally comes out of the pack with the ball. He'll go down in there to Matzel, and Matzel now is up to 8. 40-26 is our score. 14, the largest lead of the night. And with that, we are going to have timeout called by Coach Jim Knight and the Unitego Spartans. So 4:40 on the clock. 40-26 is our score. It is going to be a very short timeout. He comes in and says what he wants to say to his players. We'll keep it right here and will not cut away because we're just simply not going to have time. Remember, next week we will not have a Tuesday night game. It's Regents Week. There will be games here on WCDO on Thursday and Friday nights. Girls game on Thursday, boys game on Friday, both of them, Bainbridge, Guilford, at Sydney. Both coaches have finished saying whatever they wanted to say to their players. Kellen Kamenda now looking for an open man as he will feed the ball down to Tanner Winchester. Winchester turns around and puts it up and gets himself a couple. He is now up to 7 points. 40-28 is our score. 4 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in the third stanza. The ball will be brought up in here by number 21, Billy Kozak. Kozak tries to make a quick turn, manages to lose his footing. The ball goes out of bounds. It will be Spartan ball again. Kamenda. Off to the near side to Winchester. Winchester holds it up. He's being watched in there by Zimmer. Now the ball will be fed out to Tyler Butler. Butler around the horn goes in there to Kamenda. Kamenda goes back to Winchester. Winchester right down the middle. Blows down 2. And there will be a foul given. This one given by Brandon Walters. And going to the line will be Winchester with the opportunity to make it a three-point play. 40-30 is our score. The ball is up and through. Winchester now has 10 points, and the lead has been cut to 9. Sydney still leading it here in period number 3. Brandon Walters is going to be held up in there, but he is going to be hit. I believe they will say that that foul is going to be given on Tyler Butler. That will be his first personal. It will not be a shooting situation for Walters and the Sydney Warriors. Get ready to move it in. Hunter Sowersby feeds it in to Billy Kozak. Kozak being watched by number 22, Phil Youngs. Now they'll go down into the corner way off on the near side. It will be the Sowersby long shot, high rebound off the rim. And finally coming out of it will be Joe Matzel. Matzel feeds it down now to number 11. That is going to be Damian Zimmer. And you can give a couple more points on that one. 42-31 is our score. Sydney leads it by 11. And the ball is going to be called, a whistle on the play, and I believe they will say it as Sowersby is going to be called for holding it. No, now they're going to say it's on Brandon Walters. So it was not Sowersby. That is the third one on Walters. Walters comes out of the ball game. He will be replaced in there by Mike Ward. I want to give a shout-out to Mansfield, Ohio. People joining us via the World Wide Web, live streaming. And also Tampa, Florida is listening tonight. Aunt Michelle says, go get them. Talking about go get them, here go the Unitego Spartans. Loose ball on the ground, and it's going to be grabbed down by the Sydney Warriors. Joe Matzo manages to get his hands on it. It sticks to his fingers. He finds Sowersby off in the corner. Sowersby coming right up, decides to take it to the hoop himself, goes up, it will not fall. The ball is going to be grabbed in there by Damian Zimmer, and I do believe Zimmer will be contacted from behind. Nick Beck, the man who is given the foul, that is going to be the second one on him. And it will be Zimmer shooting first one will not fall. He will get a second. 2:41 showing on the clock. And the ball goes in and out and won't fall. So 42-31, our score remains. An 11-point lead for the Sydney Warriors. Coming across midcourt, it's going to be Phil Youngs. Looks to the right side. Quinn Barnhart has it. Barnhart tries to take it to the hoop. And the ball is going to be listed as out of bounds, and it will be last touched by the Unitigo Spartans. Coming into the ballgame, Austin McCarroll for the Sydney Warriors. McCarroll, a guard, a senior, 5'10". He'll wait for Billy Kozak to bring the ball up across midcourt. Now Kozak goes into real active mode as he bounce passes it off to Matzel. Matzel goes back to Kozak. Kozak puts up a three-point attempt that will not go. Last touched by the Unitigo Spartans as it's out of bounds. John Wingate coming into this contest, replacing Nick Beck. Bit of a height disadvantage on that one. Wingate at 5'10", Beck at 6'3". The team loses about 5 inches of height on that one. Inbounding for the Sydney Warriors under their own basket. Finally, it's lofted in. They'll go into Mike Ward. Ward going to put it up. It'll be a little bit shy. We're inside the two-minute mark of the third quarter. 42-31. Our score remains. Harry Graves here on a Friday evening in the Unitigo High School Gymnasium. Up court very quickly. The ball will be fed off to Kellen Comenda. Comenda picks up 2 points. Jump shot from the foul line. 42-33. Coming up quickly, it will be fed into Joe Matzel. Matzel goes up and puts it through, and he is up to 10 points. And this time, the foul is going to be blown in there. That will send Matzel to the line again. And I'm waiting for them to change the number up on the scoreboard. There we go. They're going to say it's on Comenda. That will be his third personal. And the shot by Matzel will not fall. So here we go. A minute and a half left in the third quarter of this ball game, and with that, Jim Knight wants to call timeout. I believe he has used up all of his 30s, so he's taking a full one-minute timeout. You're listening to Friday Night Basketball here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
44-33. It's our score. The Sydney Warriors leading it by 11. Here in the Unitigo High School Gymnasium. So let's quickly look at what we've got. Comenda is in there. We also have John Wingate in there. We have number 14. That is going to be Winchester. And who else we got? Quinn Barnhart still in. But Coach Jim Knight has made some changes. A couple of his people are not in the ballgame now. A couple of his starters. It's going to be Quinn Barnhart with the ball. Barnhart takes control and decides to crash the center of the lane. Can't make it go. And with that, the ball is going to be out of bounds. Coach Jim Knight does not agree that it is turned over to the Sydney Warriors. He rather emphatically bounces that ball. Sydney will inbound the ball down court quickly. They will go to Billy Kozak. Kozak bounce pass to Joe Matzel. Matzel is up to 12 points. and the largest lead of this ball game, 46-33, that 13-point spread. A foul will be given. That is going to be number 22, and it's going to be against the Unitego Spartans. Phil Young picking up that foul. Phil Young, number 22, and the ball is going to be inbounded, and they're going to say that it is another Phil Young's foul on the attempted inbound. That is going to be the third one on Young. And with that, we are going to be having a... Well, we'll see what the situation is. There was a foul, a call that was made. And I'm waiting to see. I haven't seen a timeout at all. It may very well be a foul on the bench. Okay, we are going to have Tyler Butler checking in. And it may very well be that Phil Young said something and has been vacated from the game. We'll have to wait and see. Bounce pass. As we get back to play, it'll be Damian Zimmer who feeds it in. He'll go to Billy Kozak. 45 seconds showing on the clock. He'll go to Austin McCarroll, and we are going to have a whistle away from the play. As a little bit of a push and shove goes on underneath the basket, Quinn Barnhart now being called. For Barnhart, that will be his second. Coming back into the ballgame for the Sydney Warriors, it was going to be Cruz who comes on in, and they'll rest Matzel. Remember, Matzel is up to 12 points in this ballgame. Let him sit things out for 30 seconds or so. Butler off on the near side, feeds it across to John Wingate. Down into the corner, it goes back to Butler. Butler's shot is up, and with that, Quinn Barnhart is all ready to go, but they're going to call a foul against Barnhart. That is going to be now his third. And they look up to see if it's a shooting situation, and I believe it is a one-on-one situation. And with that, they are going to send a man to the foul line. And it is going to be number 23, Mike Cruz, who will have the opportunity to shoot. The Sydney Warriors lead by 13, 46-33, 22 seconds remaining in period number 3. The shot by Cruz will not fall. And with that, it is going to be down in underneath. Beautiful play. Kamenda goes down to Wingate, and 2 points are in the bucket. So it does go that way once in a while. It is going to be Sowersby in the corner. He'll go back out to Kozak as the buzzer sounds. Kozak gets a three-pointer. So Kozak manages to go up, get the three-pointer. Billy now has a bundle of points. 3, 6, 9, 12, 13 points for Kozak as we go to the fourth and final quarter. It's Friday Night Basketball on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
The Sydney Warriors lead in this ball game, and they have the opportunity to inbound the ball to get things going in the fourth and final quarter. 49-35 is our score. 14 points, the largest lead in this ball game. Billy Kozak feeds the ball in on the near side to Brandon Walters. A little toss and catch. Walters to Sowersby. Back to Walters. All the play on the left side. Now back out front to Sowersby, and they'll go across this time to the right side. Mike Cruz in underneath, tries to put it up. It will not fall. The ball just hangs there. Tyler Butler tries to clear it away for the Unitego Spartans. Deflected away. And the Spartans will have the opportunity to inbound the ball under their own basket. It will be Johnny Wingate stepping out of bounds. He'll feed it in, going into Butler. Butler's shot is up. It will not fall. And with that, Mike Cruz manages to go skyward, grab the ball for the Sydney Warriors. He feeds it out to Billy Kozak, and the ball will be batted away underneath the Sydney Warrior basket. And the Warriors will have an opportunity to inbound it from there. Kozak over the end line on the left side. He is being watched in there by Kellen Komenda. Now Sowersby has an opportunity, as the ball was kicked away, to inbound the ball. He is the chosen man to move it in from the sidelines instead of in underneath the basket. He'll go into Brandon Walters, around very quickly. They'll go to Kozak, bounce pass to Mike Cruz. Cruz up at the top of the key. Now moves off to the right side, but holds up very quickly. Feeds it out to Damian Zimmer. Zimmer, right up from the top of the key, puts it up, and the ball will be batted around and finally knocked out of bounds by one of the Sydney Warriors. 6:39 showing on the clock. Up off the bench, coming back into this ball game, Joe Matzel, the 6'3 senior, has 12 points. He is the second leading scorer behind Billy Kozak. So many players have played so well. Yeah, we have people doing a lot of scoring, but we have a lot of tough playmakers in this ball game. On the attack, number 11 for the Sydney Warriors. That is going to be Damian Zimmer. A foul will be called. The officials consult with one another. Now they bring up the numbers 22. And they flash those fingers, so it looks like it's going to be 22 on the Sydney Warriors. Brandon Walters, because they're going to give the ball to the Unitego Spartans. Walters now, if my figures are accurate, has four fouls. Coach Mike Brzee will not take him out of the ball game. And the ball will be inbounded by the Spartans. It's going to be off to Kellen Komenda. Komenda's shot goes up. Oh, a lot of Unitego fans say, hey, they sort of messed up our guy a little bit, as Komenda was hit in there ever so slightly, enough to deflect the ball. Now it will be Kozak going up against Komenda, and they're probably going to say Kellen Komenda will be given that foul. Yep, it is 1-0, so it is going to be foul number 4 on Kellen Komenda. And that will mean Billy Kozak, who has been pretty decent from the foul line tonight. Kozak has made 3. I was not tracking the number of missed foul shots. He misses this one. The ball is off of the rim, grabbed down in there by Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart will go to one of his teammates and let them bring it up to court. And what have we got? It looks to me like Kellen Komenda has come up and contacted by the man defending him, and they are. They're going to say that this was on number 5. That is going to be Sowersby. So Hunter Sowersby picks up his second. Well, they talk about fitting fans into a high school gym with a shoehorn. Not quite that many people here tonight, but you can call it a full crowd. Jump shot goes up by the Spartans, won't fall, grabbed off by the Warriors, and they're going to go down to Kozak. Kozak just gets it across midfield, or midcourt, I guess. Feeds it off to Zimmer. Zimmer goes right back to Kozak. The shot goes up, and it's going to be out of bounds and inbounded now by the Unitego Spartans. 5:16 left in the ballgame. 14-point lead by the Sydney Warriors, 49-35. Long pass up court by the Unitego Spartans. Tanner Winchester off on the near side. The 6-foot sophomore now goes off to Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart battles his way into the lane, puts it up, draws the foul. And it is going to be number 44. That is Matzel. That will be his third if my figures are anywhere near accurate. So Matzel, a 6'3", has to stand back and watch while his equal number 44, also 6'3", Quinn Barnhart, goes to the foul line. Barnhart's shot will not drop. 5:03 left in this ball game. Second shot by Barnhart, right on the money. And with that, we are going to have a break in the action. I do believe that all of the 30-second timeouts have been used, so we are going to have a full minute timeout charged to the Unitego Spartans. 49-36 is our score. We'll be right back. It's Friday Night Basketball on WCDO.
Woods and Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of quality hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Damian Zimmer from the end of the court feeds the ball in, goes in there to Brandon Walters. Now we're down inside 5 minutes. Bounce pass goes into Joe Matzel. Matzel right down the center of the lane. Puts it up and through. He is going to be fouled in there, so Matzel will have the opportunity to go to the foul line. And we have in there 14 points for him. Foul given that time by number 12. That is John Wingate. That is his first personal. Matzel can't convert the free throw. And the Spartans have the ball. Oh, beautiful matchup. Matzel going up against Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart will finally manage to go in underneath Matzel. But Matzel makes enough body contact. He picks up his fourth foul. Neither of the officials has really been in favor of all of the calls today. Now the officials come over and say, okay, guys, let's do what we got to do here. Up off the bench is Mike Cruz. Cruz comes into the ball game. Coach Mike Brzee shouting things out to his players. But he was not happy about that call. Barnhart's shot at the foul line will not fall. Barnhart having himself a very good game. So Quinn bounces the ball twice. Lofts it up. Lofts it through. And he has 4 points in this half. And he has 12 points overall. Billy Kozak coming back to help out as the Sydney Warriors move toward midcourt with the ball. They'll move it over to Sowersby near side. Sowersby goes right to the hoop. Can't make it go, but right there beautifully is number 11. That is going to be Damian Zimmer. Zimmer, his fourth two-pointer of the ball game. He's up to eight. Oh, look out. Could get more, but the ball is going to be down court, and he goes over top of number 12. That is going to be John Wingate. Wingate called for the foul. And there will be people who just do not go along with that call. 53-37 is the score. It's an inbounding situation. Kellen Komenda moving it up for the white-uniformed Unitigo Spartans. He will go off to number 20. That's Tyler Winchester, or Tyler Butler. Butler, three-pointer, manages to go up for 7 points. 53-40 is the score. Oh, the ball is fed in beautifully to Mike Cruz. Cruz could not make it go. And with that, we are going to have another foul called on John Wingate. Yep, number 12. Wingate picks up another. That is his third personal. Both teams in the bonus situation. 10 fouls called against Unitigo this half. 8 called against the Sydney Warriors. So it's an opportunity for Kozak to go to the line with 3 minutes 26 seconds remaining. He'll loft the ball up. It'll go across the back of the iron and bounce back out. His teammates feed it back to him again, and he will make the second one. So Kozak in this ball game has 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 points. Billy having himself a very good day. Full timeout going to be called, and we will keep it right here. We'll see if we can get some of the quick scoring for you, because things get so hectic at the end of the game that frequently we don't get the opportunity to do that. 14 points for Matzel, as we said. We have got now 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 for Kozak. So two men doing a whole lot of scoring. It's interesting because you find Kozak, the 5'6 junior, and Matzel, the 6'3 senior, leading the scoring for the Sydney Warriors. In addition, there have been 8 points put up by Brandon Walters, 8 points by Damian Zimmer. If you go over to the other end of the court, we have 3, 6, 8, 10 for Tanner Winchester, and Quinn Barnhart now has picked up 12. They are the two men who lead for the Unitigo Spartans. Tyler Butler has 7. Kellen Komenda has 6 unofficially in this ballgame. So here we go. 3:26 on the clock. It's an opportunity for the Unitigo Spartans to move the ball in. Up court very quickly they come. Tyler Butler near side goes in underneath trying to find Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart was cutting the wrong way and couldn't grab that ball securely. It's up against the end wall, and it will be the Sydney Warriors who bring it back in again. Damian Zimmer inbounds the ball, has it batted away in there. Kellen Komenda was the guy who slapped it back out of bounds, so it is going to be one more time for Zimmer to try it. This time, he is Billy Kozak who comes over and helps him out. Kozak lofts it down to Cruz. Cruz bounce pass goes out to Walters. Walters goes right back to Cruz, and Cruz gets the bucket. So it is 56-40. Long shot put up by Kellen Komenda. It goes off the rim. It's going to be grabbed down by Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart puts it up, but it will not fall. And the Warriors come down very quickly, and it goes off to Kozak. Kozak to Cruz. Cruz in the bucket. And we had another quick bucket put up down court for the Unitego Spartans as everybody is going heck bent for election here. 58-42 is our score. Cruz with the basketball, bounce passes off to Kozak. Kozak way down in the corner right side has the ball slapped away from him. Kellen Comenda steps out to bring it back in. So the hometown Unitego Spartans trailing by 16. Remember, this ball game was in the first quarter a Sydney game by 2, 3, or 4 points. It was tied up at 18. But then the Sydney Warriors came in strong and have owned the game since then. Quinn Barnhart looks to the hoop, has an opening, and he will take control of that lane and pick up two. 58-44 is our score. Here comes Billy Kozak, left side. He will dump it off at the last moment to Hunter Sowersby. Sowersby, a three-pointer. 61-44. Hunter taking great control of that down in the corner on the left side. Up court quickly, the Unitego Spartans. It will be Tyler Butler who shoots it up. Won't go. High off the rim. Finally, Billy Kozak comes over to move it back out to center court for the Sydney Warriors. 108 showing on the clock. Quinn Barnhart going to feed the ball off very quickly, getting it right back from Kellen Comenda. Comenda back to Barnhart, and Barnhart to the hoop for two. 61-46, 15-point ball game. The ball tried to be forced by Kozak in underneath. Cruz was there, but the ball is batted out of bounds up off the bench. Shane Pukki coming into the ballgame. Junior, 5'9". He will replace Kellen Comenda, another junior, coming out of the ballgame. Kellen not terribly happy with the way this game has gone. 48 seconds. Walters moves it into Sowersby. They'll go around the horn. Kozak picks it up, bounces it in, tries to go to Cruz. The ball will be snared away in there by Tyler Butler. Butler right down the center of the lane picks up a quick two. So Butler now up to 9 points. Kozak will move the ball in for the Warriors. 23 seconds showing on the clock. Coach Jim Knight not happy at all. He was hoping there was going to be a foul awarded. There is not. Mike Brzee calls timeout for the Sydney Warriors. So we've got a pause in the action with 22 seconds remaining. Friday Night Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Patrick Bibbard with that basketball. Now is going to bounce pass it off to Nick Dino as Coach Mike Brzee went to a number of reserves and got them in the ballgame for the last few seconds of the contest. Time runs out. 61-48 is our final score. So the Sydney Warriors came to town. They were the visiting team, and they end up going away with the 13-point victory, winning it 61-48. And the players now come out and congratulate each other. None of the coaches terribly happy about this one. Both of them were a little bit upset, but there isn't a whole heck of a lot you can do about it at this point. And the fans begin to make their way out. Some of them have a reasonably distant walk to get back to their car, as the cars are spread out through all sorts of parking. Well, we have ourselves the another ball game in the books, and we have a couple of contests coming up for you next week. They will be on Thursday and Friday. Both of them will be Bainbridge-Guilford at Sydney. Girls game Thursday night, boys game Friday night, and we'll tell you all about it coming up. After we take our final break of the night, you're listening to your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves back here at the Unitego High School gym as the crowd quickly tries to leave. We do actually have a whole number of people who have greeted players. It looks like there was a bit of a family reunion going on. We have people coming up giving big hugs to lots of players on both teams and wishing everybody well. Well, we will see if we can pick up some of the leading scores. We tried to get them for you. This game, final score was 61-48 as the Unitego Spartans were probably very, very, very good hosts as far as they were concerned, and they treated the Sydney Warriors to a 13-point victory. If we look at the winning Sydney Warriors, it looks like the leading scorer of the night may very well have been Bill Kozak. He ends up with 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 points for the night. Had a terrific show. But we also have to say there were 14 points in there for Joe Matzell, and you can't talk that either. Damian Zimmer had himself a very good game, 8 points. Also with 8 points is Hunter Sowersby. And Brandon Walters ended the night with 8 points also. So a whole bunch of guys with eight. Mike Cruz had 6. Mike Ward had 3. And that pretty much takes care of most of the scoring for the Sydney Warriors. For the Unitego Spartans, Tanner Winchester had himself another really good night. 10 points on the board, but he was not the leading scorer because there were 12, 14, 16 points for Quinn Barnhart. Quinn Barnhart had a lot of baskets that wouldn't fall for him, but when he took charge and went down the center of that lane, everything seemed to go his way. 9 points for Tyler Butler. We had 6 points for Kellen Comenda, 4 for Phil Youngs, a couple in there for Johnny Wingate. So we had pretty balanced scoring for both of these teams. And it was just another one of those terrific games, the kind that you don't mind sitting through, even if they happen to be hard benches. And that they were. So it's the post-game show, and we have to go ahead and get the award winners out of the way for today. The Mang Insurance Dynamic Defensive Player is the one that we will name first. Sponsored by Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. The dynamic defensive player today, I'm going to give a tip of the hat to Damian Zimmer. Zimmer was the man who just could blow in there and box that ball, knock it away, do the good stuff when you needed him to do it. And he had a decent day on the offense, too, picking up 8 points. Offensively, well, the NBT Bank outstanding offensive player, NBT Bank, always putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. NBT Bank, member FDIC. I don't suppose that it would be anybody's surprise when I would come out and say two men came with 14 points and were really dynamic scores for the Sydney Warriors. But if I had to come in and say who came through, Billy Kozak was the scorer. He added a couple of three-point plays, and he was the ball handler. But the man who just played so tough underneath tonight was Joe Mattsell. And Joe Mattsell will be the offensive player of this ball game. So we have come to the end of another broadcast here on WCDL. Harry Grace here reminding you that it's an opportunity for you to get out to see a ball game or listen to one here on WCDL. We have two games for you next week. It will be a Thursday night game, BG Girls against the Sydney Girls at Sydney, and on Friday night it'll be the BG Boys against the Sydney Boys in a Friday night contest. So that's what's coming up here on your station for sports. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. I'm Harry Graves from the Unitego High School Gymnasium. Good night, everybody.